Reish Ein Vav Sivdalin. Im Yesh Ner Beveis Yisrael Vav En Yehudi Vehidlik Ner Acher. There's already light in the house of the Jew, and then a guy came and lit a second light. So then it's Mutav L'shtamash L'oyrin, but Oyr Ner Arishin Doylik. As long as the first light is still lit, you can use the second light also, because that's not considered Hano. Hano is when you make it from a situation which you couldn't read and now you could read. But if you could have done that type of use beforehand, just as making it a little lighter, that's permitted. Avol Acher Sheichva Arishin also L'shtamash L'or Hashem. After the first one was put out, then you are not allowed to use the second light. If the guy added oil to the lamp also, you're allowed to use the lamp for the amount of time it would have been able to be lit without the extra oil, but not for the extra time. It says, what does that mean? Obviously it's mutter to tell a guy not to do anything. So the Shabbat says, I would have thought that you should b'chal not speak about the issue of lighting candles at all. Even so, one can tell the guy, do not light this candle. And more than that, there's a chiddush here, that if a guy does a malacha for me to light the candle, I'm not allowed to be nene from it. But when he's lighting, I tell him, do not light it. I make a malacha. Then, if he did it afterwards, we say that the guy did it for himself, and that would be permitted for me to be nene. One has to understand, he shouldn't play a trick, that you want to be nene, and therefore you just yell at him. You have to really want to stop it.